This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is The Escape Hour. Thank you for joining us. And we're also graced by Stefan.
Oh.
Behind the Wurlitzer there. Look
Good
at you. Fiddling with the knobs.
Oh, yes. That's what I do best.
So today on The Escape Hour, we've got some sad news to talk about start up with another airline accident, this time in Indonesia.
198
people?
188, yeah. 189. And a flight, Lion Air plane on its way to Jakarta. No, departed from Jakarta and plunged into the sea not far from Jakarta.
Terribly sad. A lot of young families.
It's
terrible travel news, but that doesn't mean that air travel is a inherently dangerous pursuit.
No, absolutely. It's one of the safest ways to travel, and these are now very rare incidents. So I think people shouldn't be worried about getting on the plane.
We will reflect on the families who have lost loved ones. It's a terrible way to lose people, and so many at once. And hearing stories of whole families.
Mm. That's what I was going to say. It's just so many people at once, and that's what it is shocking.
And Indonesia is such a close neighbour to Australia. I mean, we certainly. Feel their pain, and a lot of Australians have a lot of very strong relationships with Indonesian people and connections with the country, and it's very heartbreaking to see our neighbours in so much pain, and our thoughts are with them.
Absolutely, yes.
But there are better things in the world of travel this week, and food. Well, Stefan, there's also a really big airport opening.
Oh, yeah, in Turkey, of all places. Istanbul is bound to be the biggest airport in the world, and that's opening, hoping to serve 90 million passengers annually in its first phase, which is absolutely massive.
Which is mind-boggling, because Sheikh Mohammed Airport in Dubai is new, which is also a mega, mega airport. So you wonder if Turkey are looking at trying to be a node and take away
That's the idea, to be one of those, the hub to be able to get to Europe from everywhere.
Russia.
And it's quite handy because it is actually probably
Eurasia.
Closer than Dubai from Europe. And
Dubai is a direct fly from Europe, isn't it?
It is.
4 to 8 hours, depending on which part of Europe.
That's true. Mm. I was trying to,
polish a turd. The Turks aren't stupid people. They have invested very, very heavily in this massive airport.
They have.
So it's got to have. It wouldn't have been done on a whim. They're not. They're certainly no fools.
19,000 acres. You know,
it's a huge
which is
plot of land.
Apparently, quite big. I can't actually picture it, but
see the sun behind that.
6 runways.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, most Absolutely airport huge. Have got 4. I think the top is 4 at the moment. So 6 runways is a lot of.
Yeah, well,
space to land and take off.
Let's hope it's very successful for them. Mm. And I'm sure that they have done their planning because, the Turkish government, might have some queries about their ethics, but they run a tight ship. They run a very good show, and Turkey's a great country. So I've got no doubt they haven't thought it through and have got a very good case. Airports that size just seem gobsmacking.
It is. You can imagine 6 planes taking off or landing at the same time.
Yeah, it just seems like amazing. Chaos. Yeah. I just think of all the expensive coffees they have to buy to get through a day.
and one more.
One more what?
One more news.
What is that one more
news? If you're Australian, you can now enter the UK quicker with e-passport. So
that's
no
right.
Waiting in line at the border control.
Well, it's not just for Australia. It's also US citizens, Canadians,
but
most of us
biased.
It's our passport. We're not really interested in what happens in a Canadian passport unless you're particularly related to a Canadian. So it's great news.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.